Paula, P-A-U-L-A, Odell, O-D-E-L-L, 610-63. Today is 10-14. Chief complaint, I have a rash under my breast on the right side. Number two, my back was hurting. Number three, I read about it. I think I have shingles. Number four, I've been under a lot of stress. Number five, my mammogram is due. Number six, I'm concerned about family members of mine. I've had lots of stroke and cancer. Number seven, I know shingles can sometimes be seen in patients with underlying cancer, and I'm concerned about that. Our patient is a 59-year-old woman, single, never been pregnant, works for United Airlines. Patient is very active, under a lot of stress financially. She thinks that may have been contributing to her shingles. She started having pain about 3 or 4 days ago. She thought she had pulled a muscle in her back, and then the rash appeared. Period. The rash is vesicular on the right side, never crosses the midline under the breast. Mammogram needs one. Colonoscopy, never had one. Family history, high cholesterol, diabetes, lung cancer, and stroke. Surgery, appendectomy, and removal of the right ovary. Social, doesn't smoke, does drink. She likes to drink hard seltzer, S-E-L-T-Z-E-R. She's not married, as I mentioned. She's active. She doesn't exercise, but she does a lot of that. Heavy moving and deals with the big aircrafts and up and down the ladder a lot. Her last period was early 50s, had some hot flash issues, but I've gone away. Allergy by accident, flagyl. Medical problems, hypertension, DJD, MVP. COVID immunization, up to date. Medication, Losartan, Celebrex, and or Mobic, and Neurontin. Weight, 208 pounds, no significant change. Actually, I take it back. It's up about 8 pounds since a year ago. 97%, 97.7, 16, 79, 130 over 80. Heart, positive, one, positive, risk 2. I don't appreciate a gallop or a murmur. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, Japanese skin shows, no rash. Skin shows no rash except for the shingles that was described above, vesicular rash under the right breast, never crosses the midline. Neurological non-focal lower extremity shows trace edema, skin as above. Assessment number one, herpes zoster. Number two, check blood work. Wants to come back for fasting blood work at a later date. Number three, she doesn't want to have a colonoscopy, but I talked her into having Cologuard. Number four, she agrees with mammogram. Number five, treat her shingles with valacyclovir, 1 gram every 8 hours, times 7 days. Next number, Seglentis, S-E-G-L-E-N-T-I-S, 56/44, 2 tablets BID. Next number, yearly mammogram ordered. Next number is definitely come back for blood work, as I mentioned. Next number is MVP, minimal symptoms. Next number is family history stroke. For this reason, we looked at her carotid artery. Then we looked at lymph nodes. Next number, we also looked at her kidney and liver. No evidence of cancer was noted, especially in face of shingles. Next number, she does have a fatty liver. Next number, she's going to lose weight. Next number, we talked about her increased weight since last year. Next number is lower extremity face edema, not related to DVT. Next number is no PVD noted. Next number is arm pain related to her work. No DVT or PVD noted. Next number is thyroid appears stable. Next number is no lymphadenopathy was noted in the neck. This was done because of shingles once again. Next number, because of palpitation and MVP, we looked at her heart again. MVP appears to be very mild. The atrium is not enlarged. There's no sign of sleep apnea. And there's no LVH or any other abnormality in her heart. Noted. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.